with a wet, muzzled dog chewing Alaska. The opportunities are endless. It's almost too much, but you are important enough to give it to.
Huh?
You will each pick a piece of paper out of the globe. He walks around the room so we can pull red scraps from the center of the earth. On the paper, you will find one word, the name of an object. I hope you like it. You will spend the rest of the year learning how to turn that object into a piece of art. You will sculpt it. You will sketch it, papier-mâché it, carve it. If the computer teacher is talking to me this year, you can use the lab for computer-aided designs. But there's a catch. By the end of the year, you must figure out how to make your object say something, express an emotion, speak to every person who looks at it. Some people groan. My stomach flutters. Can he really let us do this? It sounds like too much fun. He stops at my table. I plunge my hand into the bottom of the globe and fish out my paper. Tree. Tree? It's too easy. I learned how to draw a tree in second grade. I reach in for another piece of paper. Mr. Freeman shakes his head. He says. You just chose your destiny. You can't change that. He pulls a bucket of clay from under the pottery wheel, breaks off fist-sized balls, and tosses one to each of us. Then he turns up the radio and laughs. Welcome to the journey.
What a great quote. Welcome to the journey. This teacher, Mr. Freeman, sounds different from most of the other teachers Melinda has met. He's thinking of the art class as a journey, which means that he's anticipating lots of ups and downs, as well as surprises and disappointments. I think that this class and this journey are going to be important to Melinda. Let's keep going. We are at the top of page 13.